This is episode number 2499 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 7th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Elon Musk is claiming that the smackdown between himself and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He says it's real and it's happening.
I saw on Friday that Zuck is like really bulked up. I mean, this is a thing. This is happening.
Because
who's are they going to fight to the death? I mean, what the hell? I mean, wow.
I don't know. But I mean, which one would you go for?
I'm going to go for Zuck because Zuck is younger and is in better shape.
Yeah.
And he's a jiu-jitsu master, I guess, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, just take him down, Zuck.
I tell you what.
I bet Elon Musk's hands are soft and moist.
Soft and moist.
I bet they are.
I'm pretty sure Zuck's are, too.
Well, he's been bulking, and he's been training, and they're not you know.
Ay, ay, ay.
The two have been rumored to be preparing for a mixed martial arts cage match in Las Vegas.
God.
Now, Elon says it will be live streamed on the social media platform.
Oh, wow.
Formerly known as Twitter.
This is just Elon's ego.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I don't know. But, you know,
it's amazing he can fit through doors. Zuck v. Musk. Fight will be live streamed on X.
Yep.
All proceeds will go to charity for veterans.
Okay, that's cool.
He said in a post on X early on Sunday morning without giving any further details. Now, earlier in the day, though, he added he was lifting weights throughout the day, preparing for the fight.
Sure he is.
Adding that he did not have time to work out, so he brings weights to work.
Okay, all right.
There's so much to say.
Yeah, so much to
back
say.
In June, Elon suggested he was up for a cage match with Mark, who was trained in jiu-jitsu, as you said.
Yeah.
He then asked Elon to send me location for the proposed fight.
Oh, yeah, no, he was like up for it. Yeah, Zuck's up for it.
Which Elon replied, Vegas Octagon.
Oh.
Where mixed martial arts, MMA, championship fights are hosted.
These are the ones where people punch with bare fists. Right? That's ultimate fighting, but MMA is much the same.
I think so.
I've watched some of this stuff. They're in a cage.
Uh-huh.
That's number one.
Right.
So they can't run
away.
No
escaping.
There'll be no Danielson running off of the mat.
No run away.
But they use mixed martial arts.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's just going to be a bloody match. I think it's going to be bloody. But at the end of the day, this is what I think. Elon Musk is 52. Mark Zuckerberg is in his 30s. That, right in and of itself, I don't care what kind of shape Musk is in, he's not in that good of shape.
Huh.
He loses by age. He's going to lose on reflexes. Okay. We all know that. The older we get, the slower our reflexes are.
There's some pretty...
I mean, come on.
Pretty bulked up, in shape.
He's not that guy.
Older
He's
people.
Not that guy.
No, he's not that guy.
He's no Hulk Hogan. He's Elon frickin' Musk.
Yeah.
Who drinks and smokes, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know about that.
No,
maybe.
I think he does.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we'll see what happens, but thank you for sharing that with us, because it's going to be a wild one.
To be continued.
Probably over in 40 seconds. Somebody's going to be screaming, Mommy!
I think that is highly possible, yes. There might be some mommies being cried out for in that match. Channing Tatum wins all the dad points for his custom Eras Tour outfit.
What?
Yep.
I bet there's a lot of celebrity dads that were at SoFi this weekend.
There probably were. Channing stepped out at Taylor Swift's Saturday night concert here in Los Angeles in a DIY t-shirt that paid homage to her midnight song, Anti-Hero.
Ah, yes.
So he was pictured by eagle-eyed Swifties at the SoFi concert wearing a black tee that read, It's me. Hi, I'm the dad.
I'm
it's
the
me.
Dad. It's me. Hi, it's me. I'm the dad. That's hilarious. Hey, Channing, you should get those printed. Make a mint. That's hilarious.
Well, according to Social Media Snaps, it's the same as the real line in her anti-hero chorus, but swaps dad for problem.
It's me. Am I the problem? Yep.
Yeah, so Tatum, whose outfit teased a daughter, Everly, who was 10, was his main reason for hitting up the show, completed his look with a bejeweled heart around his right eye.
Man! Yep.
Total Swiftie.
He's a total Swiftie. Oh, my gosh. Now, we've not heard a lot about the Los Angeles concerts. We do know that Taylor gave up, like, was it $5.5 million or $55 million? That she paid out in bonuses to her crew.
A whole heck of a lot. The concerts are going well. I mean, I
didn't
read that.
Of course. They're huge
down here.
They've been selling obstruction viewed seats supposedly for cheap. But on the Eras tour, a lot of these seats are behind the stage, so they don't see her until she comes back out. At the end of the concert, and she goes in at the beginning of the concert.
They bring
her in a janitor's cart, and it's part of the deal. You know, they roll this big janitor's cart up on stage, and it unrolls, and she's in it, and so on and so forth. And so the people who I've read online, people who've actually bought these tickets, they're okay with it. Because they can hear the show. And they can see some of the video.
You kind of led on to this last week about what you think, but I regret not getting... I saw Elton John.
Yeah. No, I regret not getting...
I regret not seeing Billy and Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
But I regret not seeing Billy Joel when he came to Southern California one time, especially when he was singing with Elton John.
Well...
But I regret not getting tickets to see her.
See Taylor,
for this.
Well, yeah, and this is... over billions of dollars, $1.9 billion has been made already on this tour.
Holy crap.
She holds all these records. She sold more albums than anybody in modern history. And hats off to Taylor Swift. I mean, you can be a hater if you want. She doesn't care.
No, she don't care.
She don't care. Plus, she's very comfortable in her own skin. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
All the life lessons that she's learned and she's written about from being a very tender age to now a very smart and suave 30-something.
And she hasn't turned into an ass.
And she hasn't turned into an ass. So anyway, good on you, Swifties. And good on you, Channing Tatum. That's awesome.
Channing Tatum.
Good God. Hey, with our apologies to the lady who got stuck behind Taylor Swift at the concert and still had to pay to see it, and Halle Berry. More news tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.